The Surviving Outside Sales Podcast, hosted by Mike O'Kelly, presented by Sales Builder Academy. The goal is to survive and thrive all phases of outside sales, whether you're getting in, dominating, or getting out. Surviving Outside Sales. Now on with the show.
Welcome to the Surviving Outside Sales Podcast. I'm your host, Mike O'Kelly. Thank you so much to everybody who's listening in the month of July. It was the highest rated month or highest downloaded month. It broke the record from May. It was a little down in June, but broke the record in from May. So it's the highest downloaded month ever for the show. So thank you so much. I absolutely love the trajectory that the show is on, and it's only because of you. So I'm going to keep asking you to share the podcast with other people. Continue to discuss the topics with your colleagues, your buddies, your sales pros, and keep this train rolling. Don't just listen to this and let it fall into a vacuum. Tell somebody about it, share it with somebody. Also, do me a really big favor on Apple Podcast or Spotify. Please rate the show. If it deserves a 5-star, please give it a 5-star. What that does is it helps the algorithm and it helps to push it towards more people and recommend it towards more people. So if you're getting value out of this, all I ask is that you just give it a 5-star rating right now. I think it's got 11 5-stars. I'd love to see 100. I'd love to see 100. You know, that's a drop in the bucket of the amount of people that are listening. I don't know the specific number of people that are listening, but I think it's something like 60% of all downloads are on Apple. So please do that. Please go do that right now. If you're listening, just shoot a quick 5-star. It doesn't take a lot. It's free to do, but it really helps out the show and it really helps out other sales pros like yourself. The topic today is about the market and listening to the market. And I'll tell you this right now, the market is undefeated. You can have your best laid plans for a product, a service, anything you're going to bring to the market, anything you're going to talk about in the market, but the market will respond. And I've gone through some changes recently because the market has spoken. And I'm going to be building like furious behind the scenes, a lot of resources for outside sales professionals, and I'll be announcing those very soon. But it is a fact that no matter what you try to do, no matter what your best laid plans, if the market doesn't like or rejects what you're doing, you're going to know about it pretty quickly. You just have to be open to it. And that is why I highly recommend that you test. You test the market. You're going to want to test the things that you're doing. You're going to want to ask a lot of questions. No matter who you are or how long you've been in the sales game, you have to test with your market. You have to ask questions and you have to get proper feedback. Once you've received that, it's time to pivot. Because if things aren't working 100% the way that you want them to work, or even 95%, there's still 5% room to pivot. There's always room to get better. And I've currently been going through that over the last several months. It's kind of been the summer of exploration when it comes to coaching programs and it comes to things that I'm products that I'm bringing to the market. And even when it comes to the podcast, a couple weeks ago, I started doing the LinkedIn Live series on Thursday, and that has been an absolute smash home run. People have absolutely resonated with it. And I believe one of the reasons why is because not many people are doing it. A lot of people are doing podcasts, but not many people are really willing to go live on LinkedIn every single week and make that type of commitment. And so far, I've done that twice. And both of the times that I've done that, the response has been amazing. And people have reached out and it is absolutely caught fire. That gives me a lot of inspiration and it gives me a lot of energy to continue doing that. So, as I said before, tomorrow I'm going to have an unbelievable guest on, Mr. Ty Snow. He is the Area Vice President of Venus Concepts. It is an aesthetic device, capital equipment. So if you want to hear from a direct sales pro who's got to get credit cards, he's got to get checks, he's got to get ACH payments. I don't know how he specifically does it. I mean, I've taken credit cards and I've taken payments before. So that's going to be an unbelievable conversation. That is tomorrow, Thursday, August 3rd at noon on LinkedIn. Go to my profile and you should be able to find it, but register so you have the information to join on hand and readily available And we are going to be discussing something that is very important as an outside sales professional, and that is time management and using your time wisely, and tips how to do so and how to build your process and structure your day in order to have the most time possible. Because it's the one thing that everybody gets the same amount of. You wake up in the morning, somebody gets the exact same amount of time as you do. It's how you use it that will differentiate your sales numbers and it'll separate you from the crowd. So, but going back to the market, okay? So the market has started to speak. And I do believe the outside sales world is craving more than just podcasts, okay? I really do believe that. I think that the podcast is something that is more passive than what the market necessarily needs. I think that outside sales pro should live on LinkedIn. I really do. Not on any of the other platforms per se. Instagram, possibly. It really depends on what you're selling on Instagram. YouTube, I definitely want to get more into YouTube. So this is actually also going to be streamed live on YouTube. And I am very excited to see the response from YouTube. But point being, when you are bringing something into your market or you are testing something in your market, be aware that what they say, what the market says, is the most important thing. Your customer, your buyers, your potential buyers, your prospects, what they're saying is way more important than what you think or what you feel. Doesn't matter if you feel like your product should do X, Y, and Z. If the market is not responding, there is a disconnect. There's either a disconnect on product market fit, or there's a disconnect on the messaging that you're having or the way that you're approaching your prospects. So there's obviously the product, there is the messaging, and then there's the approach. And also the I say the approach slash pull through. Because if your approach is great and people are really interested, but it's not converting, that is a conversion issue. That's not a messaging issue. That's not a market fit issue. And I think a lot of times sales professionals mistake a lack of closing and a lack of pull through as a lack of market fit. It's not. If you're wrong, if you're off with your messaging, if you're off with connecting with your audience, even if you have a great product, that's the problem. So when you have a market, and your market is screaming at you one thing, my advice, to listen. .com. If you want to look at resources as an outside sales professional, I have the Sales Builder Blueprint is up there. There's a Sales Builder Blueprint preview. It talks about the course as well. There's also just added a Sales Escape Plan preview. Sales Escape Plan is for those seasoned veterans in the sales world who are looking to make a move. They're looking to make a change or restart their career and create a plan. I mean, sometimes you get lost, you kind of get stuck in a rut, you're out there 10, 15, 20 years in the sales world, and you don't know what your next step is. That is the Sales Escape Plan. So go to michaelkelly.com and check out the Sales Builder Academy courses, and there's two free previews. Check it out, and if it's something you're interested in, just shoot me a message and we can discuss. The Sales Escape Plan is for the veterans out there in the sales world. Sales Builder Blueprint is for anybody who is either new or you're looking to refresh your territory or you're looking to jumpstart growth where it's been a little stagnant. So I've got some other things that are coming in August, some very, very big, big, exciting news, but I will save those for another day. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you listening. Remember to share this download, 5-star rating, and we'll see you tomorrow. Surviving Outside Sales. Bye-bye.